We ask, Father, that this day, Lord, O God, that our lives will glorify you because we walk, O God, with a determined gait, not wandering, not looking left and right. But Lord, O God, that in your loving kindness and your mercy, as we surrender ourselves to you, that you will take charge of our lives and lead us in the way that we ought to go. That our lives, O God, may testify in the heavens and in the earth that you are the Lord and sovereign of our lives, that we belong to you, that we are your sons and your daughters, chosen to serve you, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Give us your words today to pray. The Lord, O God, all that we say from our mouths today, the thoughts that we think today, be in total alignment with your will in heaven. That as your will in heaven matches, O God, with your will in the earth, that there will be a definite manifestation that causes the enemy to be ridiculed, humiliated, defeated, fleeing before us, for we stand in righteousness and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you all. It's good to see you. You've been very steadfast. I like that. May the Lord continue to cause you to stay that way and grow in faith. Amen. Well, tonight we certainly are going to pray about the gathering tomorrow. We've been talking about it for a while now. And just like anything else, you keep on talking about it, and then the day comes. And you find out all the things that you remembered and the things that you did not remember. but we trust that we will do all that we can to serve God's people, and that all needs, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, all needs be addressed and met according to His grace and riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Trust you had a wonderful time last Sunday and last prayer meeting. It was my intention to join you from where I was, but that was not possible. But I know that Reuben did a good job leading in the time of prayer, and thank God for every one of you that were present to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. This is a very important chapter for many reasons. Because David is come to, his last days, and he is wrapping up things and dealing with things as he should to hand the baton to the next generation. I was sharing at a pastor's conference this morning, and the Lord, while I was speaking to the pastors from a very familiar passage that I have worked with us in the last little while, there's a passage in Acts that talks about the sorcerer Elymas. I started out, and the Lord began to say, that this is a generation. God is raising up a generation of people that whose names may not be in the limelight at this point, but he is pulling them and separating them for his greater purpose. And as I was speaking that prophetic word to them, I remembered us too, that we can be part of that new generation that God wants to use. Now, this passage of scripture is about the same. And the Bible says here in 1 Chronicles 28, beginning to read from verse 1, it says, "And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers and with the mighty men and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem." In other words, he gathered all his leadership team in their different ranks. If you're a leader in any particular position, you were invited to Jerusalem. And I believe that God is going to do the same thing. He's doing the same thing today. He is gathering leaders and pulling his men and women together for a particular purpose, because God wants to launch a powerful force with a new generation of men and women that God wants to use in this last of the last days. Amen? And let us start there tonight and just ask, Father, gather your leaders, identify them, and bring them together. You know, it will be like in our church, you know, you call the pastors and you call on the elders and the deacons and then the department heads and their assistants that are working with them in different realms, and all the way to the ushers and to the people working in the parking lots and everybody that has to do anything in a leadership role. So we're going to pray, God, make me a leader worth calling. Amen? Because this is a special invitation. It's not an invitation to everybody. It's an invitation to leaders. God, cause me to be worthy to be called into this special place of authority, this special place of empowerment, this special place where you can speak into my life in such a way that it not only impacts me, but the generations to come. Amen? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the awesome move of your Spirit today, that you're the God who is calling leaders. You're calling men and women, oh God, that you have put in position, people that have been serving in different capacities. You are calling them to a convocation. You are calling them to the place of your rest, to the place of your peace, to the place of double blessings, double rest. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are doing an incredible work with your people today. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that in your mercies and in your loving kindness, you can, oh God, count us, oh God, as people that can be part of this special group, that you can teach your peace to, that you can cause grace to abound to. Lord, oh God, draw us into this deeper circle, oh God, that will know the intricacies of the things that you want to do in the days coming. Thank you, Father, oh God, for a generation of men and women, Lord, oh God, that are being summoned by the Spirit of Truth. Oh God, use us, oh God, and cause us to be part of this this group, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a leadership team coming to present themselves to the King. Oh Father, cause us, oh God, to come together and present ourselves before you, the Lord of Lords, forever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. At this point, let me go to Acts 13, and I'll come back to this particular passage. Let me go back to Acts 13 and read verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch. The church of Antioch was one of the greatest churches, in this particular day. It says there were at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. And then it begins to name them as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger or Niger. That's a black man, and this Simeon possibly is the same one that helped carry the cross. Remember when Jesus was, this is a guy, okay? He's a black dude, and he says, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manine, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. So we have this list of names, but none of those names is Peter. None of them is James. None of them is Mark. None of them is Bartholomew. None of them are part of the men that walked with Jesus for the last 3.5 years. This is a new generation of people that have been pulled together. They may not have walked with Jesus, but Jesus was still going to be with them. It says these prophets and teachers, they were all gathered. And here is Barnabas, and the last name there is Saul. But God is going to take Barnabas, the first name there, in terms of importance, and Saul, the last name there, in terms of importance. And he's going to separate them from the top to the bottom to go do a work. God is going to handpick, amen? He says, and as they ministered to the Lord, that's the key statement there, as they ministered to the Lord. And I was saying to the pastors today, our first ministry is to the Lord before it is to the people. Hallelujah. First minister to the Lord and then to the people. And we're going to see the same thing in the Chronicles passage that we're reading. So the prayer focus here is going to be about that. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And it goes on and says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. These leaders, these prophets and teachers, sent them away. So they've been sent forth by the Holy Ghost. So when the men were sending them away, it was really the Holy Ghost sending them away. So we're going to pray this focus. Verse 2. Verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord, as they ministered to the Lord, we're going to say, Lord, help me to know how to minister to you. Amen? Help me to know and to be engaged in ministering to you. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall be ministers unto me. You shall be witnesses unto me. The first place is our witness unto him. Mark 3, in Mark 3, verse 16, can you give me Mark 3, 16? Is it 13? Mark 3. 13. It says, and he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and verse 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. Our first commitment is to the Lord before it's to the people. That makes sense? First to the Lord. The Lord first. Before I talk to anybody on a new day, I should talk to the Lord first. Amen? Now, we don't always do that, but that is the proper order. That is the giving of your first fruit to the Lord. Minister to the Lord first. And then everybody else. Praise the Lord. So this prayer is going to be, Lord, help me to know how to minister to you first. Give me the passion, the presence of mind, the focus to know that my first service is to you. And the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, then every other thing shall be added unto you. Amen? God first. Can we say that? God first. Say it again. God first. One more time. God first. In everything, God first. Hallelujah. When I get that paycheck, God first. First thing I do, as I make a deposit, I take what belongs to God first out. That belongs to God. And because my purpose is taking it out for God, if anything happens, anything happens, and I have to spend a dime out of that, it is already covered because I already took it out for his purpose. So then I can replace it. But it must, my first thought must be God first. So ministering to God first, being with him first, then, and he says, notice that they should be with him. He left the crowd, separated himself, and called them that they should first be with him before he sends them out to preach. God first. Amen? So we're going to ask God to grace us with that presence of mind, the wisdom, the insight, the passion. Honor him first before we do anything else. Him first. Then having ministered to him, we can minister to others. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful grace to know the importance of putting you first in our lives. Lord, help us to know how to minister you first, how, God, to connect with you first, how, Lord, oh God, to pursue after your heart first, how, Lord, oh God, to seek you out first, Lord, oh God, to know the principle of knowing you first and foremost, seeking you early, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, grant us, oh God, that passion, that presence of mind, that awareness, oh God, of the importance of this particular aspect in our relationship with you. The Lord, oh God, that we're beginning our day with you, we end it with you. All that we do, oh God, is about you first and last. That we get to know you. And Lord, oh God, your word says, oh God, that the people that know you are the ones that will do exploits. Father, we receive this grace, this focus to know that you are and must be first in our lives. And that our focus must be first to serve you. We receive this grace, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord tells us in 1 Chronicles, in His word, that David ushered in all these people with a mighty man and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem. And when they all came, the Bible says, then the king stood up upon his feet. That's incredible, because kings don't stand for nobody. Kings sit. And from the seat of authority they speak. But the Bible says, the king stood up upon his feet. He's an old man. Older man at this time. Stands on his feet. It reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ standing for Stephen. Stephen was sold out to him. And when he's been stoned, Jesus stood up. The one who sits at the right hand of the Father stood up. My God. Oh. That's serious business right there. I feel that. He stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people. They were not relatives, but he knew they were family. How did he know that they were family? He knew they were family because these were men and women that had given their lives to serve. People who commit themselves to serve out of a pure heart, that's family. He says, my brethren, not my subjects, my brethren, my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. And I'd made ready for the building. I'd made provision for everything. It's a very interesting passage here. David standing up and speaking to the people. And there's this punctuation there, colon. Now, in the original, there's no colon there. There are actually no punctuations, it's just writings, no chapters, no verses. This is a scroll. All of that is there for us to find the scripture easy. But I find that very interesting that there's a colon there. Because colons simply generally mean that whatever statement is following is explaining the previous statement. So why did anybody put a colon there? David, the king, stood up on his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people, colon. What's the colon there for? That's the question I want to ask. And then it dawns on me. Interesting. His standing up was his way of saying, I'm not the king talking. I'm one of you. I'm just like everybody. Even though I've been sitting on that throne, I'm just like everybody else. And just like everybody else, I don't have any special position that separates me from you except for the grace of God. He said, I got all of this ready to build the ark, build a temple, a place, a house for the rest of the Ark of the Covenant. A place to, you know, I didn't want the ark inside a tent. I want it inside a proper place. He says, but God said unto me, thou shalt not build an house for my name. Okay, why? Because I'm too big to stay in a house? No. He says, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. What? What? Lord, the blood I shed was for your name's sake. I killed Goliath for your name's sake. I went to war against the Philistines for your name's sake. How is it that what I did was causing this problem? It was not that. You're a man of war and has shed blood. The shed blood, you killed Uriah. The man didn't do anything against you. You did something wrong. And because of that, while I love you, I cannot let you build the house. Didn't you forgive me? Yeah. I forgave you. But still, even though you're forgiven, there are certain things I cannot let you do. And our prayer is going to be this, Lord, don't let me ever make the mistake of doing something that will cost me too much. He provided everything. God didn't say, you can't provide it. He provided everything, but he had done something that God could not allow him to continue with. Today, people do all kinds of crazy things and say, well, it's grace. Well, it's all under the blood. But under the blood sometimes does not mean that you are going to be able to do particular things that God separates you from. See, no. Unacceptable. So we're going to pray, Lord, help me not to do things that will cause me not to be qualified to be used in a greater way. That makes sense? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the sufficiency of grace. But Lord, oh God, tonight we ask that mercy, grace, your loving kindness, your tender mercies will work, oh God, not only in the covering and the cleansing of sin, but Lord, oh God, that it will protect us from making mistakes that are costly. Mistakes, oh God, errors and sinful actions and transgressions that will cause us not to be qualified to be used fully used for your glory and for your honor. I ask this for me. I ask this, oh God, for everyone in this congregation and everyone, oh God, connected to us and the body of Christ. Lord, oh God, that you will protect us from ourselves. That you protect us, oh God, from that which will cause us, oh God, to fail. That we'll not look at others and say, well, they're getting away with us and do the same. But rather, Lord, oh God, that we'll take decisions that are honorable, to choose to do right and to continue righteously. We trust in you, Father, to help us. As a prayer, you taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. So, Lord, O God, we ask now, help us to be surrendered in our will, in our thoughts, so that our choice and our decisions are always righteous. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, but God said unto me, thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. Chose me to be king over all the house of my father forever. For he had chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me. Oh, I like that. He liked me to make me king over all Israel. Our prayer is going to be, Lord, like me. Lord, like me and choose me for the special place you have for me. Whatever that special place is, God, I want you to like me, choose me, and put me in the right place. You know, he says, even though God did not let me build his house, God still, in spite of that, because God sees the future. He saw me before I blew it, and he still chose me to make me king. Amen? Hallelujah. God saw him with all his faults, and God still chose him because he liked him. So God liked me and chose me in spite of me. Amen? Let's pray that prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the grace to know that we can be liked, we can be loved. Love me and choose me for your divine purpose. Choose me so that I will fulfill my divine portion, assignment. Lord, choose me and put me in my right place, no matter who else may be competing for that place. Lord, oh God, you choose me. You choose me. You choose me because, Lord, oh God, you do not choose like men do. You choose by knowing. And Lord, oh God, in spite of me, choose me this day. As you chose David, choose me. Father, and use my life to glorify your name forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 5, and of all my sons, for the Lord had given me many sons. Just like God chose me, he had chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. I will always be king forever. But when I step out, God has chosen Solomon. Now, who is Solomon? Solomon is a child that came from his adulterous relationship. How God can turn a mess into a message. He had many sons, but God chose Solomon. You know, there's a song we used to sing, old hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Remember that one? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While all others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art call in, do not pass me by. We'll pray. There may be many other sons that are just as qualified, many other sons that have the right pedigree, have the right whatever, look nicer, look more handsome, more beautiful, more whatever, more educated, but Lord, choose me. I may have come from a rotten, bad background, but Lord, in your loving kindness, still choose me. Amen? Now you say, wait a minute. If God choose me and God choose you, who's going to be king? You'll be king in your own kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, we'll be taking our territory, the place that God has assigned to us. Amen? So we're going to pray, God, choose me. Choose me because of grace, because of mercy, because of your loving kindness. Choose me. Choose me. In spite of all the many others that may be even more qualified, I ask, just like you chose Solomon, choose me. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, O God, for the choice. You are the God who chooses. We do not know why or how you choose people, but Lord, we do know that without your choice, nobody takes on a position. So, Father, this day I ask, in the mighty name of Jesus, choose me. In your loving kindness and tender mercies, Father God, choose me. Choose me in spite, O God, of my lack, my messes. Lord, choose me. Choose me for your glory and for your honor, that it may be obvious to all that this is the choosing of the Lord. For if the Lord had not chosen, this one is not qualified to be. Lord, O God, anyone that is trying to take my position, I thank you, Lord, O God, that you are moving them out of the way and establishing me in my rightful place. For your name's sake, I decree so done. Amen. It was not easy for Solomon to become king, because while David was not dead, his sons were already crowning themselves and putting up a team together for their own. But God, a faithful God, who chose Solomon, established his will. You know, the will of man is very strong. When man wills to do particular things, they can succeed. It takes another man who is in full agreement with God to torpedo the plans of men. So we're going to ask this as we pray this prayer of God, choose me. Lord, torpedo the plans of the enemy that want to override your perfect will for my life. Bring their plans to naught in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. The scholarship that belongs to me, nobody's going to take it from me, because this person knows this person who knows this person, and who knows that person who knows that person who's married to that person, and they all are in the same club together. Therefore, they have decided that they're going to give it to this person. When God has decided that I'm the one getting the scholarship, I get the scholarship, they don't. I get the contract, they don't. It doesn't matter what club they are in, they will not get it, because God has decided I get it. Amen? There are amazing positions God has placed me through the years. And I come to find out that there were people that were campaigning and doing politics to get the position, and I had no clue about it, and God chose me. And ding! And say, how did that happen? Who does he know? The Lord. The position that God has for me, nobody's going to take from me. Amen? They could not do it with Solomon. Even though they tried, they failed. Hallelujah. God choose me and torpedo the plans of the enemy that wants to frustrate, sabotage your will and purpose for my life. We got it? Let's do it. Pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Lord of God, that you have a plan and a purpose, and we are declaring this day that your kingdom has come and your will even now is being done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, Lord of God, this day frustrate every agenda of the enemy. Frustrate, oh God, every working of the forces of darkness that would like to steal that which belongs to me, or like to shift me away from the position that you have ordained for me. Lord of God, this day, Lord Father, in Jesus' name, whatever belongs to me must come to me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever position you have for me must be established, and I will sit on the seat, oh God, that you have for me. And Lord of God, I thank you, Lord, that it is so done. Father, if my name is written in any will, any where, Lord, oh God, and somebody's trying to hide it, Father, this day it blows up. And I thank you, Lord, oh God, that every agenda of the enemy is brought to naught in Jesus' name. Frustrate and sabotage, torpedo, and bring to naught every agenda of the evil one in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Whatever belongs to you must come to you. Praise God. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Our prayer focus today is about this choosing. The Lord Jesus Christ says in John 15, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you will bear fruit, and that your fruit abides, so that whatever you ask of the Father shall be done. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to pray this prayer right here. Lord, choose me to be the one that will build your house and your courts. Choose me to be the one that will be the one that ministers unto you. Choose me. Choose me. Amen? Choose me to be your son. Praise God. Choose me to be your son. Be a father unto me. We get it all? Okay. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are choosing me to be your son. You're choosing to be my father. You're choosing to grace me with the ability to build your house, the place, O God, in which your tabernacle abides. Father, I step, O God, into my rightful place. Thank you, Lord, for making me your son. Thank you, Lord, for being my father, the father of lights. May now I be a manifestation of who you are, light, light that has come out of darkness, light that shines, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. I belong to you. Amen. Verse 7, moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever. If he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. I'm going to establish his kingdom forever if He be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. The prayer focus here is going to be this: Lord, help me to be constant, to be steady, to be steadfast in obeying your words and exercising proper judgment according to your will, so that my steps, my family, my ministry, my calling is established in the earth as it is in heaven. We get a point? Okay, let's pray it. Father, thank you, Lord, for the grace to be constant, to be steadfast, the grace of God to be consistent, the grace of God to continue, the grace of God to just be established in purpose and in vision. So, Lord, oh God, that your name is exalted in my life, in my family, in my ministry, in every area that you've called me to, that your exalted name will be exalted in all the earth, that all will behold you and see that you are God, that you reign forever. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this grace to be consistent in obeying your words and exercising proper judgment according to your word, so that all that pertains to me is established in the earth as it is in heaven. Amen and amen. Verse 8. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. This is a very important point here. He's speaking to the audience that are gathered, and he's addressing them as a whole, but he's also speaking to his son. His son Solomon was there. So when he pointed to Solomon and said, God has chosen Solomon, he was affirming him before all, that they recognize, I, as your king, have decided this is the person that is going to sit on this throne that I'm just standing in front of. He's going to sit here. Nobody else. I know I have older sons, and in natural, the older ones should be, but none of them. He is. But King, he's a son from an adulterous relationship. That's why he's standing here. I'm telling you, while I'm alive right now, this is my choice. Wow. Well, he says, now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, God is here. Keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God. Keep and seek for all. In essence, when you're obeying the commandments of God, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the benefit of everyone. That ye may possess this good land. Wait a minute. This is a kingdom. You're the king of this kingdom. We've possessed it. No, every generation possesses it. Let me say that again. Every generation is meant to possess their possession. It is not just handed over. You've got to keep it. You've got to keep it by obeying the word of the Lord, that he may possess this good land and leave it. Not just possess it, you've got to leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever, because you obeyed the word of God. I have to obey God's word so I can hand something over to my children. They've got to obey God's word so they can hand something over to their children, and so on and so forth. That makes sense? Okay, so we're going to pray that key thing. Lord, help me to keep and seek for all your commandments so that I can possess my possessions and leave an inheritance. Do you get it? People say, we're not supposed to keep the commandments. No, it has not changed. It's still the word of God. Whatever it is God has commanded me, I need to obey it. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, help me to keep and seek for all your commandments, seek for your instruction and your guidance, and to become very aware of the Spirit of truth, that I may continue in the wisdom of your Spirit to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Lord, O God, that I may be an example, O God, of righteousness, not just for myself, but for all who watch, hear, listen. Father, in Jesus' name, do something with my life that will enforce your purpose and your will. I give you praise that it is so done, that I may possess my possessions and leave an inheritance, a legacy for my children and my children's children for generations until, Lord Jesus, you come for all of your saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to pray about the stuff tomorrow. Don't worry about that. We're going to be done shortly. Verse 9. Now, after addressing the masses, he turns to Solomon and he says, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father." He's talking about himself now. "Know my God and serve my God with a perfect heart and a willing mind." Solomon, my son, know the God of thy father. Know him. Know my God. Can I say that to my children? Can you say that to your children? Know my God. What about your God? Do they know? Have they seen the faithfulness of God, the power of God? And if not, why not? It takes a lot for a man to say, know your father's God. I can tell you stories. I'll cause your hair to stand up like Don King's. I can tell you stories about how I took down Goliath and the bear and the lion and all the forces of darkness. I could tell you stories about my experiences, and every single one of them was because the Lord is my shepherd. I did not lack. I can tell you about the miracles of God. I can tell you about how people loved me enough and were willing to die just to get me water. because they were so loyal. So, son, I want you to know the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Don't be pretentious about this. Serve God with a perfect and willing mind. Why? For the Lord searcheth all the hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Know God. Know that God is a God of mercy, but God is also a God of war. God is water, and he can be fire. He's a God of love, but he also is a consuming fire. Know this God. And if you know God, then you know not to get into the fire part. Hallelujah. You know not to mess around. Because if you don't know God, you'll just act crazy and you get burnt. You know, fire is good for cooking, but fire can burn your whole house down. You have to know how to handle fire. Water is good for drinking, but water can drown you. You have to have respect for that. Wind can give you energy, but wind can blow everything away. Know it. Harness it. So we're going to pray this prayer. God, help me to have a perfect heart. Give me your heart. And help me, Lord, to always be willing to do the right thing. Let my thoughts and imaginations be pure before you. Help me to know how to seek you with all of my heart. Amen? Did we get all of that? And finally, we're going to pray that and this next one together. Verse 10 says, take heed now, for the Lord had chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. So this prayer focus is this. It says, take heed now, for the Lord had chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. The final focus here is this. Lord, help me to be strong and to do what you have chosen me to do properly and in excellence. Amen? Got all the points? I know, Christian, you do a good job putting all of those things together. There was a whole lot that I spewed out there. God, help me to have the perfect heart. Give me your heart and help me to always be willing to do the right thing. Let my thoughts and imaginations be pure before you. Help me to know how to seek you with all of my heart. Lord, help me to be strong and to do what you have chosen me to do properly and with excellence. That's very good. All right. That's a prayer focus. Let's go for it. Pray. Kadobu shandara bakosi ke. I kaladabo shandara bakosalaki. Randababu shante ke telebrosakaye. Atu shekere basataye. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a perfect heart. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a perfect heart. Thank you, Lord, for a perfect heart. A heart, O God, that is graced with your presence, your power, your love. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a perfect heart. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a perfect heart. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a heart that is willing, O God, and surrender to you, willing to obey, willing to do, willing, O God, to accomplish your divine will and purpose, willing to do the right thing. Thank you, Lord, O God, that my thoughts and imaginations are pure before you, that, Lord, O God, that everything that I do, O God, is done in the wisdom and the spirit of truth, Lord, O God, in the purity of heart, Father, O God, choosing, O God, to be a blessing, Lord, O God, at all times, Father, O God, that my thoughts and my imaginations, O God, are focused on pleasing you and serving you and your people in the spirit of humility and care, Lord, O God, seeking not, O God, what I can gain, but rather, O God, how I can be a blessing. And Lord, O God, that all gains, O God, will be as a result, O God, of your blessing. Not, O God, looking at man, O God, for solutions, but Lord, O God, looking unto you, the author and finisher of faith. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you help me, O God, to know how to seek you with all of my heart. Help me, O God, to be strong, to do that which you have chosen me and appointed me to do according to your word, according to your will, and to do so efficiently, to do so, O God, in excellence, to do so, O God, properly, to do so speedily, to do so, God, in the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, O God, that your name may be exalted in me, through me, and Lord, by me, for your name's sake and for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, O God, for answered prayers. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And finally, we want to pray about our activities tomorrow. I'm certain that you spent much time last week praying about that. I'm praying for the church and for the church service. Tonight, we will wrap up by praying that our outreach tomorrow will be a great success, that we'll have the best weather experience, and, you know, right temperature, and that people will be safe, no troubles, people will be ministered to, they will come, they will meet the Lord, they will experience the love of God, that they will step into this ground, and as they step into this ground, that sickness and disease will be removed from their bodies, from their lives, that they will know beyond a shadow of doubt that when they came to this block party, that it was a day of celebrating the goodness of God in their lives. God is a God who does specific things at events. He's a very eventful God. You know, when that's why you have particular days, holy days, when God comes and shows up and ministers to people. Let this 15th of July be one of those days. It is the seventh month, meaning this is, you know, we already reached the peak, but this time we're not talking about going down to December, but we're just saying we came to the halfway of the year 2023, and we are moving up higher in the second half, that God will bring about transformations in lives. Amen? And so it's a very unique month. This seventh month, and on this 15th day, we are at the half mark of it. Let God's glory be revealed perfectly. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the block party that's happening tomorrow morning, afternoon. We ask, O God, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, O God, that you will show yourself strong and mighty in these grounds. This place, God's anointed place, glory and peace. Lord, O God, that you, the God who answers prayers, will be here. Yes, here at GAP. GAP, God answers prayers. GAP, God's anointed place. GAP, glory and peace. Lord of God, glorious things will happen here. Lord of God, in the lives of the people, that Lord of God, that they will cross over into a place of divine revelation in their lives. Lord of God, people will be safe, they will be healed, they will be delivered, they will be set free. Transformation will take place in the lives of your people. Your glory will be relieved, will be revealed perfectly, oh God, in the lives of a people. Lord, oh God, hearts will be changed, minds renewed. The workers, oh God, will be empowered, filled, oh God, with the fullness of your loving kindness and your tender mercies, that those that are serving, oh God, will serve. And Lord, oh God, as those that are being served are served, they will feel the anointing of the living God. Father, oh God, that the food that they will be eating, Lord, oh God, will be beyond the natural food. It will be spiritual food penetrating into their lives. Father, oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that as they eat, oh God, healing will be taking place in their bodies. Father, as they eat, oh God, their financial needs will be met. Lord, oh God, that miracles will happen in every area of their lives. And Lord, oh God, that they will continue on. Lord, oh God, that it will not just be an event that they came to, but Lord, oh God, that they will become part of this family of saints. Lord, oh God, worshiping you in spirit and in truth in this place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every spirit of Elymas be eradicated, every spirit that will try to resist your word or turn people away from the faith. Lord, oh God, let it be, oh God, stricken this day with blindness, stricken, oh God, and dragged into its darkness, stricken, oh God, that it finds no place of rest. But Lord, oh God, let the people that know their God do great mighty exploits. Father, thank you, Lord, for the children that are going to be having so much fun, oh God, as they are jumping around and playing. And Lord, oh God, thank you, Lord, oh God, that it will be a time when your people are totally free from any kind of injury. Father, we thank you, Lord, that everything will move perfectly. Strengthen all the workers. Oh God, grant them grace, oh God, to solve whatever problems they might encounter. Let wisdom come to bear. And Lord, oh God, be exalted in the lives of your people. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the service on Sunday, that it will be filled with grace, filled with power, filled with wisdom, filled with your anointing. The Lord, oh God, answers will come to your people. Lord, oh God, deliverance will come to your people. Father, oh God, people will be elevated. They will be promoted. They will be established. They will see visions. They will dream new dreams, Lord, oh God, and have hopes and aspirations that are met with manifestations. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will be here with us. And as you are here with us, we know that where your spirit is, there is liberty. Let your people receive total liberty and freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that is our focus for tonight. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. But at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Just come at this time, honor God with your giving. Those that are online, you may do the same. You have the information on your screen. Just make use of it and honor God. Praise God. Amen. Good night.